Look who's with him. Queen bitch of the universe.
As that thing takes office next year, it's full lockdown for non-psychotic women in America. Legs closed for business, dolls. But speaking of psychotic women of America, my friend's mother, a Bible-thumping Trumper, can't even be happy for 5 minutes. She also said the following. Mama Juniper said, "It doesn't matter if Trump is the Antichrist. He's been chosen by God."
Jesus Christ.
I'll just leave that there and move on. So yes, masculine era, here we come. And so it becomes a critical time to drop some more coins in our desert island jukebox. Let us retreat mentally from the meat grinder of our times and into art and the music and words that reflect our troubles back to us and tell stories that make us feel less unmoored. This first song is by an artist who grew up between Watts with her mum and Texas with her dad. Born Esther Mae Washington, Esther took her surname Phillips from a sign at a gas station. She had a string of major hits in 1950 when she was signed to Savoy Records, but then her career hit the skids when she left her label and became addicted to heroin the following year. In 1954, she went back to Houston to try and recuperate, and that's where Kenny Rogers found her in 62, singing in a dive bar. He set her up with a recording contract on his brother's label, and despite frequent hospitalizations for drug-related issues, Esther was able to tour and record and made quite an epic comeback with the disco version of What a Difference a Day Makes in 75. She died in California at the age of 48 from kidney and liver failure due to long-term drug abuse. At first, she was buried in an unmarked pauper's grave in Compton, but was then reinterred the following year at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in the Hollywood Hills. Long before Amy Winehouse cosplayed as one of the Ronettes and lifted her vocal style from Sarah Vaughan, black women were singing the blues, bearing their souls, and dying for their mean, mean men. From the 1966 album The Countryside of Esther Phillips, this is No Headstone on My Grave.